So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned the first suggestion for the source that when the Torah says that chametz must be destroyed by Yom HaRishon, it means to destroy it on Erev Pesach. In this daf, the Gemara continues with an additional five suggestions. Dibei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Metzinu Yudal Chenikah Rishon. The Torah explicitly refers to Erev Pesach as Rishon in the following pasuk, Berishon Barba Asa L'Chaydesh. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Rishon Dimi'ikara Mashma. Rishon often means the day before, as we find in the pasuk, HaRishon Adam Tivalid, were you born before Adam? The Gemara asks, we have three specific examples where the term Rishon is used in a way that clearly means the first day and not the day before. Ulekachtem lechem b'yem HaRishon, the mitzvah to take dal minim on the first day of Sukkot, b'yem HaRishon Shabbosin, the b'yem HaShmini Shabbosin, the obligation to make a yamtiv on the first day of Sukkot, and b'yem HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yilachem, to make a yamtiv on the first day of Pesach. The Gemara answers, even though Rishon usually means the day before, these three Rishons teach, B'schar Shleisha Rishon, Zachul Shleisha Rishon. By observing these three mitzvahs of Rishon, we merit three brachas that are also referred to as Rishon. To destroy Esav's descendants, V'yitza HaRishon Admoini Kulei Kader Seir, refers to Esav. To build the Beis HaMikdash, Kisei Kavod Meroi Merishon, Beis Mikdashenu, refers to the Beis HaMikdash. And to the name of Mashiach, Rishon Litzion Hina Hainam refers to Mashiach. Rava says, supported by Rabbi Shmuel in the Braisa, Chametz is Asar on Erev Pesach from the Pasuk, Leisishchet al Chametz Dam Zivchi, which means, Leisishchet ha Pesach v'adayin Chametz Kayim. Do not shecht the carbon Pesach while you still have Chametz. In other words, by the time we shecht the carbon Pesach, all Chametz must be destroyed. Since the Zman Shechita of the carbon Pesach begins Erev Pesach after Chatzais, the Yisra of Chametz also begins Erev Pesach after Chatzais. Rabbi Yossi says, the Pasuk says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu se'oy mibateichem. And we darshan the word ach as ach chalik, to split the day in half. Chametz is mutter the first half of the day, and only also the second half of the day. This can only be referring to Erev Pesach, because on the first day of Pesach, chametz is certainly also all day. Rabbi Kiva says, the chametz must be destroyed on Erev Pesach, because there is an issur to do malacha on Yom Tov, which would clearly exclude burning chametz on the first day of Pesach. Rava points out, Shema min Rabbi Kiva Tlas. We can learn three halachas from Rekiva's statement. Shema mina ein bir chametz el esreifa. From the fact that Rekiva says, chametz cannot be destroyed on Pesach because we may not light a fire, we see that Rekiva holds that the only proper way to destroy chametz is through burning it. Shema mina havar l'chalak yatzasa. From the fact that Rekiva refers to lighting a fire as an avmalacha, we see that Rekiva holds havar is singled out in the Torah to teach that just like one is chayav for havar independent of other malachas, he is also chayav for each malacha independently. He disagrees with the opinion of Havar L'Lav Yatzasa that it is singled out to distinguish it from other malachas by downgrading it to a regular loisase. Third, Shema Minah lo yaminin hoyelu hutra Havar L'Tzayrach hutra namish lo L'Tzayrach. Since Rabbi Kiva would not allow lighting a fire on Pesach in order to burn chametz, he obviously does not agree with the reasoning that since we are allowed to light a fire in Yom Tov for food purposes, we are also allowed to light a fire for non-food purposes. On the top of Amud Beis, the Gemara elaborates on the laven of Bal Yirah u'Bal Yematze. One may not have chametz in his possession, and cites two pesukim. The first pasuk is v'le'yirah l'cha sa'ir b'chol gevalecha. From the word l'cha, we learn shalcha i'ataraya, aval ataraya shalachem v'shal gevaya. You may not possess your own chametz, that which you own, but you may have the chametz of a Gentile or that which belongs to Hekdesh, the temple treasury. The second pasuk is shivas yam sa'ir l'yematze b'vatechem. From the mission of the word l'cha, we learn that one may not be mekabel pigdoinos ben hanachri. One may not keep for safekeeping the chametz of a non-Jew. The Gemara resolves the apparent contradiction as follows: Ha the kabel ala achrayis. Ha the loy kabel ala achrayis. The Jew may not keep the chametz of the nachri if he is responsible to replace it if it gets stolen or lost, because it is considered like his own. However, the Jew may keep the chametz of the nachri if he is not responsible to replace it because it is not considered like his own. This heter applies not only to a nachri shliki vashtai, a non-Jew not dominated by the Jew, whose money is certainly not yours, but even to a nachri shliki vashtai, a non-Jew dominated by the Jew, because the money is still not yours. We derive this from the fact that the pasuk, v'lo yirah l'chos ar b'chol gvulecha, is repeated in Parshas Re'eh. The Gemara relates that Rava would instruct the people of Mechaza to get rid of the chametz that they kept for the king's troops, kiven de'ilu migna ve'ilu misvid b'shaseicha koyu ve'isa l'shlumeh. Since if it were stolen or lost, you would be responsible to pay for it. It is like yours and prohibited. Additionally, these two pesukim each teach a halacha we would not know from the other. From the choice of word lo yirah, it shall not be seen, yochel yatmin, we might think that one may hide the chametz so that it is not seen. Therefore, the other pasuk uses the word lo yimatze, it shall not be found at all, even if it's not seen. From the word bevateichem, we might think that one indeed may not have chametz in his house, but he may have chametz bebayrei shichin ma'aris, in holes in the ground of his property. Therefore, the other pasuk says, b'chol gvulacha, in all your borders.